I would have removed the Wolf name out of it and just called it a Predator Youth Derby. That would have hopefully circumvented some of the radical and viral emotional rubbish about the killing all these wolves that we're going to do, they claim.
For those unfamiliar with an event like this, how does such a derby work?
We will have a meeting, get everybody together, have an orientation, do some training, explain, you know, to safety, to rules, what we're going to do, and we're going to try and team up with youth and partners and go out and legally hunt, fair chase coyotes. And again, I don't expect to even see a wolf. You know, gun safety training, but we look at the youth as the most important part of it.
Considering the outcry that comes with an event like this, and when you call it a wolf derby, and, you know, people from all over the country react in such a way, is it worth it?
It's incredibly worth it. It's an opportunity to educate them and teach them why we're doing it, so people become open-minded and get off their political or environmental mindset and be objective and research and study for their own why we have to control predators.
Some people are going to hear this interview and question why you're doing something like this. Of course, the ethics of an event like this. What do you say? What would be your main message to people who are critical?
It's wonderful. It's a wonderful tool that the Fish and Game and the state legislature provides us to right to hunt and fish. And hunting is the tool that Idaho Fish and Game uses to manage. And this is a tool for management, Scott. And there's no other way to say it.
Will you be participating in the event?
I'm trying to. I've got family coming up, and I've got to decide between being with my kids up here or down there alone, and it's going to be a tough one. So I'm trying to drag the kids down there with me.
And I noticed on the billing it was the first annual event, so there obviously, at least at the onset, there were plans to hold a second one. Would you still recommend doing it again next year?
I think we want to do it every year and then just learn from it. And next year, serve it up a little bit different, like we discussed. Make it a youth predator opportunity, and, you know, not focus on the wolf thing until people become more educated that it's not going to be a big slaughter like Defenders of Wildlife maintains.
How many participants do you expect?
I don't even have a clue. I think we've got, you know, at least 100 that we know of, but, you know, it's just hard to say.
How do you think that all of the attention may affect interest and ultimate turnout?
I think it's going to be a positive because we're going to show the results of the derby that we're not going to be whacking a lot of wolves. And I think if it's handled properly, I think it'll be positive. I just hope that everything goes well and people are civil and peaceful and we don't have a lot of issues. And I know we're polarized right now, and we need to listen and learn from the other sides and have more empathy.